Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Diyar-e Madina. Nazar dund timi hai Diyar-e Madina hai dil aur jaan be qarar-e Madina. Nazar dhundti hai diyar-e Madina hai dil aur jaabe qarar-e Madina. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, shahidon ke khoone shahadat ka manzar. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, shahidon ke khoone shahadat ka manzar. Wo hai samne sabz gumbad ka manzar, usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wo hai samne sabz gumbad ka manzar, usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. Abu Bakr, Faruq, wa Usman, Haydar, radiyallahu anhu. Yahi the ye parwana, Hisham-e-Anwar. Abu Bakr, Faruq, wa Usman, Haydar. Yahi the ye parwana, Hisham-e-Anwar. Yahi se to Islam faila jahan mein, Madine ka shohra hai haft aasman mein. Yahi se to Islam faila jahan mein, Madine ka shohra hai haft aasman mein. Nishan-e-Nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki, hai Kindel-e-Taiba Nabi ki ziya ki. Nishan-e-Nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki, hai Kindel-e-Taiba Nabi ki ziya ki. Madine ke diwaron dar dekhte hain, ajab haal kalbon jigar dekhte hain. Madine ke diwaron dar dekhte hain, ajab haal kalbon jigar dekhte hain. Ye maskan hai shah Madina ka khatar, falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. Ye maskan hai shah Madina ka khatar, falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. Nazar dhundti hai Diyar-e-Madina hai dil aur jaabe qarar-e-Madina.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. This beautiful poem حضرت دارة شيخ حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ entitled Diyar Madina, the houses of Madina Munawwara. If a person has love for something, whatever is connected to that thing also becomes beloved to him. So automatically if a person loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Madina Munawwara will become beloved to him. And if a person loves Madina Munawwara, then even the houses, whatever is connected to Madina Munawwara will become beloved to him. As in other poems, Hazrat has mentioned, Ya Jibar al-Haram, the mountains of Makkah Mukarramah. Anyway, a person looks and especially if the mountains are not very beautiful, it's blackened, nobody has any connection, love for it, affiliation for it, he doesn't even feel comfortable. But if a person has got love for Makkah Mukarramah, automatically the mountains surrounding Makkah Mukarramah also becomes beloved to him. So, there is one incident mentioned of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali. Once one person came, and the person, he was from Tanabawan, and he was a very lowly person, a person who maybe is like a street sweeper, or a person who cleans the night soil, all the filth and dirt. But Hazrat went up to him, and he hugged him, and he was so happy. People asked him, Hazrat, what happened? Who is this person? Like a very great person. I said, don't you know? He comes from the town of my sheikh. Just because his brother is got with my sheikh, he comes from the same town. So Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali showed so much of honor to him. Similarly, one incident is mentioned of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali. Once he went to one town. So the people wanted him to stay for an extra day to give bayan. So Hazrat said, no, I can't stay. Someone told him, ask this one person. And you get this person, he'll speak to Hazrat. Hazrat will definitely agree. So he's a youngster, he came in there. Maybe he wasn't even completely on, like how we say, on deen or whatever. You know, with the kind of dressing he had. Then Hazrat saw him, he quickly went, he hugged him, he held him. And he said, Hazrat, I got a request, can you please stay one extra day, give bayan? He said, whatever you say, I will do so. So people were surprised. They said, who is this? So then they said, no, this is the grandson of his Dada Sheikh, or great Dada Sheikh. Two or three buzruks above. Not even Hajim Dadullah, but most likely Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi Sheikh. Niyaji Nur Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi, his grandson this was, or great grandson. Because he had nisbat with my Dada Sheikh, so much of respect he showed to him. So whatever a person has got connection with deen also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the masjid, Kaaba Sharif, Madina Munawwara, all of these things are the sha'air, the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَزِمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who honors the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then this shows a person has got taqwa, has got the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in his heart. So anyhow, Hazrat showing here the love which he had for Madina Munawwara. Hazrat says, نَذَرْ دُونْتِ هَي دِيَارِ مَدِينَ هَي دِلُ وَجَا بِيَقْرَارِ مَدِينَ. My gaze is going around the houses of Madina Munawwara, and my heart and my soul, it's completely restless thinking about Madina Munawwara. Automatically I've got love. So I'm feeling restless when I'm sitting there and I'm looking around the houses of Madina Munawwara. And especially when a person is looking there, he must actually think back in history of all the different things which happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, etc. And there's different places in Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Haji Bhai Pajasa Rahmatullah Ali was very particular about going to the different places where different things happened in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said that Sheikh Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to him, and he also was very particular about it. And Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali told him that wherever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a certain mujahada, a certain sacrifice, a certain ayat of the Quran was revealed there, if a person wants the barakah and blessings of the places, go to that place and read those same ahadith, read those same ayat of Quran Sharif, which a person comes to know. And inshallah, he will get the barakah and blessings. And whatever Buzurgs used to do, they need to go to those places and whatever dua was munasib and appropriate for that place, they would make those duas there. Example, in Uhud, you go, Ya Allah Ta'ala, these people gave their sacrifice, their life, give me the tawfiq also to sacrifice my life. Different places Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to, so they would go to those places and make special du'as at those places, because the barakat and anwarat are still remaining in those places. They say with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, the anwarat and barakat still remains in those places. So when a person goes there, that automatically he will draw from the barakat and the greatness of that place. There's one hadith which comes in Nasa'i Sharif, where once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going from Mi'raj. And on the way from Mi'raj, Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Wasallam took him and he came to one place and he told him, read two rakat of salat here. So now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read two rakat of salat there. And then they continued, he came to another place, two rakat of salat. And each day, first place, Jibreel Alayhi Wasallam told him that this is the place where eventually you will make hijrah to. That is Madina Munawwara. He read two rakat of salat there. Then he went to another place, he told him that this is the place of the birthplace of Isa Alayhi Wasallam in Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Read two rakat of salah, yeah, read two rakat of salah there. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took him to a place where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received wahi and revelation, found tur. He read two rakat of salah there. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lived for many years, the house of Shuaib alayhi salam, he went and read two rakats of salah there. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Baytul Maqdis and the whole Mi'raj took place. So our Buzurgs mentioned that look, that way Musa alayhi salam spoke once to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Mount Tur, two rakats of namaz Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to read there to get the barakat and blessings of those places. So those places in Makkah and Medina Munawwara, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 23 years, he continued receiving wahi and revelation. How much more barakat and blessings are there? In the birthplace of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was barakah. So in the birthplace of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, won't there be barakah and blessings there? In the place where wahi came down, where Musa alayhi salam loved, before getting the nubuwwat, there's still barakat and blessings in the house of Shuaib alayhi salam. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved throughout his life, won't there be barakat and blessings there? So that means every place in Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara is very, very blessed. And those places, especially where a person goes and he can perform two rakat of salah there, that shows his sunnah also to read two rakat of salah in those mubarak places. A person will deprive the blessings and goodness of those places. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also that we try to follow the sunnah. In the first times, used to go many masjids there were. Fortunately, many of these masjids have been demolished. If you used to go to the trench, there used to be three different masjids there, small masjids, etc. People used to go and perform salah there. Unfortunately, many of these things have been removed. But wherever a person gets the opportunity, go and perform two rakat of salah there. Inshallah, a person will get the barakat and blessings. As well as look at the site of Uhud, of bravery of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And you can actually see the blood of shahadat which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave. 70 of them had given their lives for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person must take lesson also, how much more brave I should also have a desire within myself. Ulama say that if there are many, many people in this ummah who will get the rank of shahadat just because of the strong desire in their heart. There's many, many hadith regarding this here. One famous one is that a person who passed away on his bed, but he had a true desire to have shahadat. بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَى وَإِمْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ فِرَوَشِ Allah will let him read the rank of the shuhada even if he passed away on his bed. So at least we should have the talab and desire within ourselves when we go to those places. Ya Allah, give me shahadat. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, give me that. That is the desire and the fervor. With another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who passed away without taking jihad, and he doesn't even have the intention of making jihad, مَاتَ عَلَىٰ شُعْبَةٍ مِّن نِفَاقِ, he passed away on a branch of hypocrisy. So Allah forgive us, that how weak our iman is. We just hear death also, we're so frightened also. But we have the jazbah within ourselves. We should at least make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, give me this bravery. I can give my life for you. I can sacrifice my life for you. Then Hazrat says, Woh hai saamne sabz gumbad ka manzar, usi mein to aaram farmaye hai sarwar. In front of us is the site of the green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therein, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. He is in comfort. He is lying there. Then Hazrat says, Abu Bakr wa Faruq wa Uthman wa Haydar, yehite ye parwane ye shami anwar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, these were the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who stayed around the lamp. They were like the fireflies, the moths, which go around the candle. They are always around the candle, and they are deriving light from the candle. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu remained around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they derived great benefit from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the ulama say, that the suhbat, company of the awliya Allah, this is actually what creates sifat and qualities in a person. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those who stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'ah, what is ma'ah, who stayed in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says they got qualities, أَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, they became severe against the kuffar and disbelievers. They started having mercy and love among themselves. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدَ يَبْتَهُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, you will see them always in ruku, you will always see them in sajda, always in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhlas and sincerity. So they say all of these qualities came into them, al-hubbu fi Allah wal-bughd fi Allah, the love for Allah, hatred for Allah, the quality of ibadat and the love for ibadat and the quality of ikhlas and sincerity, this all came in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the main reasons we sit in the sohbat of Buzurgan Deen, not actually to increase our knowledge, but to bring the sifat and qualities. Automatically a person's knowledge will also increase. But the more important is sifat to come into a person. And when a person sits in the company of the awliya Allah, we should make this intention that we are sitting, Ya Allah, whatever qualities they have got in their heart, Ya Allah, we also want to get and derive these qualities and come into our heart, the firmness of iman, the steadfastness on iman, the quality of ihsan and ikhlas and sincerity. So this intention a person should set. So Hazrat says that these great sahaba stayed in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made of them. Yehi sefer Islam phela jahame, Medina ka shuhra hai hafta asma mein. It is from here that Islam spread in the whole world. And Medina Munawwara became famous in the seven heavens also, throughout Because from here the people made the sacrifice and the mujahada, and what and what effort they had made. In Hayat al-Sahaba, there is one incident mentioned that one Sahabi is mentioning to the Sahabi that, you know, if only we lived in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know, we would have carried Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our shoulders and we would have moved with him, and what respect we would have showed to him. So he said, don't speak like this, yeah. He said, you don't even have this desire. Because he said, we saw those people in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it was so clear signs, but they never accepted. And they destroyed themselves completely. They went in the fire of Jahannam. He said, you're lucky, you're seeing Islam around you, your father, your brother. He said, we saw a person's father is accepting Islam, or his son, his father, his brother is not in Islam. And that person is going to the fire of Jahannam. And we have accepted Islam. And what difficult conditions. He said, I saw certain times when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one battle, he told which sahabi is ready to go and do this one khidmat. It was extremely cold at night, the battle of the trench. He said, nobody stood up. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an alan. Again he made an alan 3 times. Despite the fact sahaba had so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one had the courage to stand up and go. He said, what halat and conditions went over us? He said, don't even desire to have been loving, because our iman is not of that level. We are very, very weak. Obviously we have got the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah has made it so easy for you all. Around you, all the people have accepted Islam. So you come easily into the fold of Islam. We must just thank and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these people's sacrifices that Islam has come to us. What and what sacrifices they had made. And Hazrat says, Ya Nishan ya Nabi hai, Ya Masjid ya Quba ki, Hai Qindil ya Tayyiba, Nabi ki Ziya ki. That this Masjid ya Quba is the sign also of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, the Masjid of Quba was built. And this is a sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his habit every Yawm Ustabt on the Saturday morning, he would go there and in the morning after Fajr perform 2 rakat of Salah. And here from here we learn this deep point from Hazrat. He mentioned that in one way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching us that we must always appreciate that where our asal comes from, where we got our benefit from. First time he performed Salah there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came from Quba. So he never forgot his origin, he never forgot his beginnings. So we also should never forget our beginnings. Those people who had made ihsan upon us, for example our asatidah, where we learned the basics, our parents, and whoever in our life has made ihsan upon us, they have been kind to us, they have shown us some favors. It is through their barakah and blessings today, whatever we got in our life, it's not our own kamal and perfection. Our mashayikh who made such great effort upon us, many of our senior ulama who lived in the country, and we hear the sacrifices and mujahada they made in South Africa, our mashayikh, our sheikh, and all of these people, what and what sacrifices they made, we should show appreciation towards that. And at this minimum, we can make dua for them. That Ya Allah, increase these people. If they have passed away, Allah, fill their qabrs with nur. Give them the highest levels in akhirat. If they are living, Ya Allah, give them afiyat, give them respect, and increase them. So Hazrat says that this is the sign, this Masjid of Quba. Then Hazrat says, Medina ki diwar aur dar dekhte hai. Ajab hal qalb aur jigar dekhte hai. When a person looks at the walls of Medina Munawwara and the doors of Medina Munawwara, you see a very amazing condition in the heart of a person, in the level of a person, what enjoyment a person gets. Obviously, this is for the person who has got the love of Medina Munawwara, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Automatically, his heart goes out towards it, and he gets great, great enjoyment in this. Then Hazrat says, Ye Maskan hai, Shah hai, Medina ka akhtar, Falak bota zan hai, Yaha ki zameen par. This is such a place of the king of Medina Munawwara. Hazrat says, it's such a place that is, that actually the skies are coming to the earth and to kiss the earth, because they also got great respect for the place of Medina Munawwara. This is a view of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. There's a place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Is more superior than Jannat also, more superior than the Arsh, more superior than the Kursi, more superior than Kaaba Sharif also. These are very, very blessed places. But the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying is more blessed than all of these places. So even the skies have to come down and kiss the land of Medina Munawwara. So what an honorable place, what a great place. May Allah give us tawfiq. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've heard many times. Because of our gunas and our sins, these places have been closed to us. Person cannot go easily there. Many, many rules and regulations which are completely against the method taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are taking place there. At least make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minimum we can do. That Ya Allah, my heart desires to go to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, remove all of these obstacles and take us over and over. Allah ta'ala, give within ourselves the true love for Medina Munawwara, the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant mercy on all of us. Tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, as it was mentioning, Ta'dil al-Huquq, that there are rights of parents, but a person has to be moderate, has to follow the laws of Shariat and find out all the laws of Shariat. So, in Mishkat, there is a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. In this hadith, three people are mentioned. They were on a journey when they were caught up in a heavy rain. They took refuge in a cave. A huge boulder rolled up and blocked the cave entrance, cutting off the escape from the cave. The three decided to supplicate to Allah Ta'ala on the basis of some deeds which they had done with the greatest of sincerity. The deed which one of the three offered to Allah Ta'ala as his basis of supplication was about his aged parents and little children. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala in the following ways: O Allah, I was a man who grazed goats. During the evenings when I returned home, I would first give of the milk, the goat's milk, to my parents. Only then would I serve milk to my children. One day I had gone very far, and when I returned, I found my parents sleeping. I did not consider it good to wake them. Hence I stood near to them with a bowl of milk in my hand. I considered it evil to allow my children to drink before I had given milk to my parents. The children were crying about my feet, by my feet. I stood until it became morning. Commenting on the hadith, the author of Mirqat states that this hadith is similar in meaning to the hadith of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his guest mentioned in the hadith. When the guest arrived, he asked his wife if there was any food. She replied that the only food present was the food of the children. He asked her to put the children to sleep so that the food could be served to the guest. In Lama'at it is explained that the children mentioned in the hadith about the milk were not hungry, but were crying as it is the habit of children to demand delicacies. If the children were hungry, it would have been incumbent wajib to have fed them. It is not conceivable that a sahabi of a rank of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu neglected a farz duty for the sake of a nafal duty. To feed your guests is nafal, but to feed your children is farz. So he couldn't have left out a farz action for a nafal action. Allah Ta'ala himself has lauded praise on Abu Talha and his wife. In Durya Mukhtar it is clearly stated that the right of one's little children has priority over the right of one's parents. In Durr al-Mukhtar it is said, a man is loving both his father and his little son with him. The right of the child has priority over the right of the father in regard to expenditure. Some have said that he should spend equally on both. In Kitab al-Athar, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi narrates, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, the noblest of what you eat is of your earnings, and your children are amongst your earnings. On the basis of this hadith, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said that a father may eat from the earnings of his son if the father is in need, provided he does not waste. If the father is wealthy and takes from the property of his son anything, the father will be indebted to his son. This is also the view of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, Hamad narrates from Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi that the father has no right in the wealth of his son other than food and clothing if the father is in need. Commenting on this statement, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said, this is the opinion to which we adhere. So Hazrat mentioned actually two masalas. The first masala he mentioned was that, for example, your children are the first duty which a parent has to look after. So if anybody else is giving charity, for example, a nafal, but the children are starving at home, the basic necessities we are not giving them, then we are not fulfilling our faraz. We are not talking about extra, we are talking about the basic necessities. And similarly, if a person has got parents and children, and he only got enough money to look after one of them, then his duty devolves upon his children first. He has to look after them. So even though the parents have got so great, right? But we have to look at the laws of Shariat in this matter. And then the other point he mentioned here, that Imam Muhammad rahmatullah has mentioned, that if the father is in need, then he can take from the earnings of his child. The father, the son has got enough money for the basic necessities of the father can even take, and he's not liable to, he's not indebted to his son, he doesn't have to pay him back. But if there is more than necessity he's taking, and he got enough for his basic necessities, then the father cannot do so without the permission of the son. If he takes some money, he'll have to repay it back. Obviously, that doesn't mean now that we must say this is my right. These are the rights of Shariat. We should always encourage. I mean, if our parents are living and we can look after them, we should try to look after them to the best of our ability. It's great, great rewards for it. But here we are just discussing the rights of Shariat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In these trying times that we are going through with the virus, the pandemic that is there, and as we have been mentioning in a few majalis, that to make bimar pur si iyadat, visit the sick in whichever way it is possible. There are restrictions, conditions, but how it is possible, we should not forget that duty, and in fact it should be highlighted now at this time. Similarly, many people, every one of us have got dear and close people that we have lost, who have passed away. So to make ta'ziyat is also a very great duty. And Islam is a beautiful deen that has made this part of deen. And we are rewarded for it, and very greatly rewarded. And Allah has put great benefit when we make this iyadat, visiting the sick, in whichever form it is possible, it helps and builds that sick person. It makes him feel so much more better. And also, when we make ta'ziyat, when somebody has passed away, we give him words of consolement, words of comfort, it has a very great effect. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Mm-hmm. Together with that, especially during these times, one very great ibadat also which should be highlighted. It's all the time, it's faraz upon us all the time. But this time even more, and that is to make shukr. And shukr, like for example, there are many people who have got this virus and people who are attending to them. Whether it be the family people, and especially when this notion is going around that stay away from a person who has got the virus, etc., to serve that person, to look after him, is very great. And there are many people who are doing this. People in the community who are helping and going out of the way and going to look after people. Many doctors also who are doing house visits and looking after patients at their homes, and giving them the medication and nursing them, etc. Many males also, females also, people who have that are looking and going out of their way. So we should appreciate it very much. And at this time when this notion also is going around, you come in contact with a person with the virus, you going to get the virus, and these people then are sacrificing. And in spite of all that, they are making khidmat. So this is a very great service. And at such times, the service is even more greater. A person who serves any other person, family people come first. And there also, there are categories of the family people. And then our neighbors, they also have a great right. Our town people, etc. And so much so Islam is shown, and what great reward for those who showed some mercy and kindness to even animals. Whether it was a dog, whether it was a cat, whether it were ants, whatever it is, and whoever showed whatever kindness, how Allah rewarded those people. So this is a Muslim. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim is that person that he doesn't cause any harm to anyone. So much so in the extension of the explanation of this hadith, that a Muslim does not cause any harm even to non-Muslims, even to animals, even to the environment. So much so that under a tree to go and relieve oneself, it is not permissible where people sit and take the shade of the tree. In the path where people walk to go and to defecate there, or in water to urinate, etc., all this. So opposite to that, to do good to these things, to look after the environment, to look after animals, all these things are very great. So those people who are helping the sick people, whether they are in the hospitals, and just to go and put, those who are just putting their blanket in order, those who are facilitating them for their namaz, who are making it easy for them that they can make their namaz, we were not aware of it, but we should make dua. we should try and remove this this veil from our minds that we are comfortable and we say, don't think about other people. And those people who are making these sacrifices, we should be making lot of du'as for those people. And at the same time, whatever we can do, contribute physically, monetarily, just support for those people, mental support, emotional support, those are all very, very important things. And those things are possible if today physically the rules, the regulations are such, and many people are also so apprehensive, but still with the phone we can get through, by sending messages we can get through, and this is also a very, very great ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to see to that all, and whatever way, then those people who are ill, this we can at least do, the family, to try and console them. Like we know now, a person is ill, he's in the hospital, the family is also not allowed to go and visit. They are going through, what a trauma. It's a dear person, a close person, and they're not even allowed to see the person. And so the family, and especially those families who might be going to some financial constraints also. And those who have to go for medical treatment and they can't afford it also. So if we can, whichever way we can try and help, this is a very important thing. And if we do help somebody, it is really, we have helped ourselves. We have done a great favor to ourselves. What Allah is going to give in return on that, we cannot imagine. And we should not also think that I can't give so much. That person needs a lot of whatever we can give. Allah opens the way. This is a system of Allah Ta'ala. That not only in this, in all other matters, where doors seem to be completely closed, masjid doors seem to be closed, how much we can do, we should do. One is that we close the masjid. One is we want the masjids open. Our hearts desire, and we do how much we can, and we go to whatever extent we can do. Then من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. A person who comes a hand span to me, I go an arm's length to that person. A person who comes an arm's length, I go 2 arms length. A person who comes walking, I go running to. In other words, Allah Ta'ala's help comes to that person. So how much we can do. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in the prison in Malta, and there was no question of it in the prison, etc., but he should make all his preparations for Juma, and then he should go to the gate of the prison, and then he should say to Allah, this is how much I could do. Now how much Ya Allah, you open the doors further. What I could do, so what we can do. Not just that beg that now I can't do anything. No, how much we can do. At least the desire, we make it more stronger in our heart. The connection with the masjid for every mu'min should be very, very strong. In fact, our actual home is the masjid. And a person should leave his home, the masjid, for his necessities. The masjid is our home. Our ta'alluq at the masjid must be like it is our home. And we are leaving the masjid to go and work, to go and sleep and eat, etc. Masjid's respects are very great. So we go and see to our needs outside. But next namaz, I'll be back again. And next namaz, I'll be back again. For Isha also we made, I am going for my necessity. And I'll be back for. So our ta'alluq with the masjid must be very, very much. And how much we can show that to Allah Ta'ala, and sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens the doors also. So with all the people who are ill also, with those who are ill directly, with their family people, this is also a great duty upon us at this time. That how much we can, and the bare minimum to have that feeling. Then to make du'as, consciously to make du'as. Today du'as, we are very, very weak also. For those people, if we can't do anything else, du'as every person can make. That whatever difficulties the family is going through, there is somebody in the hospital, sometimes they have 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month they are in hospital, in ICU, the family is going through conditions. So we should, the least we can do is make dua to sympathize with those people. Allah give us tawfiq. And then there are those people who are passing away. So that also we explain, we should be making duas for those people, make isale sawab, and consciously just ask ourselves that today people have passed away, now our people, we knew them, our contact, did I make some isale sawab for those people? Or was it just a news item stuff? People who are ill, am I consciously making dua for those people? For the family people, for support for them, duas go a very long way. Am I making those duas for those people? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Those who are passing away, we know really, we have to really salute our various, almost every town, the burial committees. What they are doing, middle of the night, and what procedures they have to go through. If it's in a hospital to get the body, all the paperwork, and they relieve the family, otherwise all the paperwork, if the family have to do it, we don't even know how to go about it. They have got all the experience, and at any time they are ready. Middle of the night, where and where. So these people, we should also appreciate all their services. They are all the time ever ready for their services. And every town, and sometimes some bodies have to be transported from one town to another. They go out of the way for that also. And they sleep, etc. We know middle of the night, but they are making these sacrifices. So the least we can do is also show our support for them. And each one of us, we should ask ourselves, did we ever express our appreciation? مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Did we make shukr to them? Did we tell them that we appreciate all your services, what and what you are doing? Or we just pass them that I am a man of great sunnah, my topi, my amama, etc. And that person, no beard perhaps also. He's dressing also, so we just write him, but he's doing what a great service. And they're going out of their way, so we should appreciate everything. And whatever else we have to be doing, amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, whatever on its place, in the suitable way, at the suitable time, that also is on its place. But let us appreciate all this. And these people who are making all these great, great sacrifices and going out of their way. And at that time, as we had explained previously, with the bereaved family, what is ta'ziyat is also very important. And together with that also, if we many families are in need of financial aid. There are those people, the breadwinner has passed away. And so if Allah has given us, or we can tell somebody else, he has a good cause here. And there are many people who want to do good. If we just give them the lead, this is a good cause. See what you can do here. Inshallah, they will help. And we will get the full share. Allah is so merciful and so kind. We don't have the means, but it comes clearly that, for example, somebody wants a lift to go to Joburg. I from here, Azadwal. I'm not going. I don't have the means, but I know somebody is going. And I just tell him, just you contact that person. He goes. I think he's got place. For that, you get the full reward also. You didn't do really anything, but you just facilitated that little bit. Ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. On all good things, we should try and encourage one another. So all these people, not only the burial committee, but all the other people also who are facilitating, and all with the sick people, there are many other people also which we don't know, and which who are offering services. We should be also see what we can do. Then it comes, there are so many ulama who are also going out of their way, visiting the hospitals, etc. There are many ulama that outwardly we might think that they are in business or something else, but they are doing a lot of this other work of seeing to the needs of the community. And they've got projects running also. And where there is somebody in need, they go and aid that person also. We are not even aware of this. But there are ulama who are doing this. We might say, an alim is always in namaz, mashallah. He's teaching in a darloom, in the maktab. He's doing imamat, mashallah, mubarak. Allah accept from all. But there are those ulama that we are not aware of also. And quietly, they are doing a lot of work. Allah Ta'ala reward them also. The least again, dua at least we can do. And together with the ulama, they've got their teams and other people helping them. And they are supporting all these good things. The solidarity of the ummah at this time is a time we can be part of it. And we can also show our solidarity. And our deen again is that perfect and complete deen that has taught us that all these things which was a need, a taqaza, which was natural of a human being. Even animals help one another. For human beings to help one another, but Allah made that for us deen. And we get rewarded on that. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? And we get jannat on that. We are seeing to what we hate to do as a human being. You got feeling for the person. But Allah made it deen for us. And our niyyah just for the pleasure of Allah, then it becomes deen. Not that we want name, fame, my name, Mashai, I was there, I helped out here. This accident, I helped out. That occasion, I was there. No, just for the pleasure. And they are, mashallah, those people that no name, fame. They don't take any credit of anything and they are helping out all the time. So Allah reward them. Then we know, especially at the first lockdown times, and which has been acknowledged by even the government, by non-Muslims, religious, non-Muslim religious people, religious organization, the social welfare work, giving out hampers, helping out the people and across the line. Muslim and non-Muslim, everywhere, whatever color they belong to, Indian, not Indian, whoever it was, and they went out of their way, and they go to different places, and giving out food, hampers, etc., helping out people with this. This is also another very great service. We should at least acknowledge it in our mind. And then we should humble ourselves. I'm thinking I'm making a lot of ibadat. I'm a very pious person. The amount of work of deen I'm doing. But those people and that person who is hungry, and you manage to put that one morsel of food in that person, and moreover than that person, the parents, the mother, father, their children got something to eat. How those parents appreciate it, that my children got something to eat. So those, and they are mashallah, and especially inshallah throughout the world it was, but here in South Africa, the Muslims throughout the country, they went out of their way. And the amount that they spend, etc., really it looks like what government couldn't manage, they managed. Otherwise, government have got their resources, and what resources the government has got. But the Muslims, they were doing this. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to make at least dua, our hearts be with them, appreciate what they are doing, encourage them further also. So whatever, wherever, all this type of work which is, even now it's carrying on. So at the moment, to what knowledge we have got, it's not like at that time or what it was. And now also at the same time, many of us have got that, we have got those links, those contacts. We are not in a position ourselves, but many people have lost jobs. Many people's businesses have closed. Many people are in different types of difficulties. Whatever we can do, wherever we can help, let us try and help there also. And again, Allah just sees even the little you can do. And Allah Ta'ala does everything. Allah alone is the doer. Where can we do? We are spoilers. We are breakers. We are useless. Allah is the doer. But whatever little we can do, we try, and that is also by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala opens up much more. Similarly, we should appreciate very much those people who have been working tirelessly, giving up so much of their own respect and dignity also, just for the sake of the masajid being open. Especially lawyers in this field, who even went to, who preferred to go to jail to be arrested, so that the masajid could be opened. And consequently, Allah Ta'ala worked miracles, and masajid got open. Just when they made, they wanted to, for example, arrest the imam. And here the mutawalli says, no, leave the imam, I will go. And the attorney says, I will go with you. And then they say, we are fulfilling the sunnah of Yusuf al-Islam. Happy to do that. And on account of that, and then somebody else reading the wazifa, this is at least what all of us can do. And the easiest one, there are many other wazifas also. The 500 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Together with this durude tunjina. This lawyer and mutawalli, they were by the police. But when they completed this wazifa of theirs, they just completed and they phoned them, we have been released. And we are already in our car and we are going back home. This wazifa is working wonders for many people. So let us engage in that. And together with that, they made an announcement from the higher authorities that in KwaZulu-Natal, all masjids must stay open. So Allah let us work and have that desire that to facilitate the opening of the masajid. And our little bit sacrifice, and make dua for those who are going through it. Otherwise, who wants to go to jail? Who wants to be arrested? Nobody wants to be arrested. Nobody wants to go to the jail. But those people, for the sake of deen. And then Allah is showing us so easily all the masajid Allah, so Allah make it possible that everywhere we Allah give us that jazma. And for us, we just try our little bit. And also that Allah Ta'ala give us His fear of Allah Ta'ala. Today we are fearing everyone. And it comes clearly that when you don't fear Allah Ta'ala, Allah will put the fear of the creation in your heart. Today we are fearing so much. The pandemic, to be arrested, the police, we have criticism of people. People are talking about us, making funny remarks. We don't want that also. We just want our bread to be buttered both sides. We want everything easy. So those people who are going through this, the minimum we can do is make dua. Dua we all can. Let us see, am I making dua? One is the dua after Faraz Namaz. Mostly that is like, we're not conscious. It's just like a formality. But that is a very important time for duas. Short dua. Ulama have suggested, especially those namazes that got sunnat and muakkada, there shouldn't be a long dua. But even for that short dua, make some dua. Even if it is for ourselves. Consciously, really like begging. Like we see some beggars, whether they are at the traffic lights or anyone, yes, one beggar who walks around here, and when he wants something, he won't stop shouting and begging and asking for something till the last, all the time. So learn that, how we should beg from Allah. We shouldn't sort of leave, give up. We should just be persistent. Ya Allah, give this, do this. Ya Allah, please do this. Ya Allah, open the masajid. Ya Allah, open our ibadat for us, our haramain sharifain. A plea from our inside, Allah Ta'ala, bless us that we keep on begging Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then there are so many other people who are doing so many things which we don't know. Like for example, right in our house, how much the wife does for the husband. And many times we're not aware of so many things. And she on her side feels, I'm doing so much, but he does not acknowledge. Or the husband, how much he's doing for the wife, which she doesn't know. She wanted something, he went out of his way to get it. He went through difficulties to get it. She feels that he just bought it and he brought it. And he gave it to me. But how many, what and what he went through. So there are many people that we got no idea. And especially, we don't forget our asatiz, our parents. One great thing also we should keep in mind, make lot of dua for our parents. Our parents, many of us are such, perhaps our parents were not ulama. Most of us. Previously, there weren't so many ulama. Perhaps they were not so pious also. They were not so much in deen, but they gave us their deen. The true deen and the proper deen, they gave it to us. Let us see what we are going to be leaving for our children. When we die, what kind of a deen are we going to leave? A new kind of deen? A new normal type of deen, what we are talking about? Are we going to leave such a thing for our children? We've got the legacy, our deen we got, as we have understood it. And it must not happen that when we leave, then we have left a different kind of a deen. And the children feel, well, this is deen now. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So appreciate. Then our asatiza, our old ulama who came to this country, they also came. When they came, they were not old, but what sacrifices they made in this country. they went through, what were difficulties, what kind of criticism, what kind of hard words were said against them, what difficulties they went, but they left the proper deen with us. And with all that, they lived on meager salaries, very small, and but they left the deen with us. Let us see today what we are going to leave behind. Let us be concerned. So the least we can do, everyone, that feeling for deen, feeling with the masjid, make it alive. That my heart must be attached to the masjid. No harm must come to the masjid. If my house, Allah protect our houses also. But if anything happens, but more we must have feeling with the masjid. That nothing must happen to our masajid. They are Allah's houses. They are really our houses. They are the real places which Allah loves the most. The most we should be loving is the masjid. And Allah protect all the masajid also. So make dua for everyone. So that feeling from inside. Dua for everyone. And appreciate what everyone is doing. And let us have solidarity with the ummah on the correct things. Not on the wrong things. Not on the things which are against deen. What deen is teaching us, what the commands of Allah Ta'ala are, on those things we have complete, we unite and we have solidarity. And the real things are the things which Allah has taught us, not man-made things, not the things of non-Muslims. What Allah, Quran, Hadith has taught us, let us get the ummah to unite on this. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Also very important, always make dua for Husna Khatima. We all have to die whenever. To die with Iman is one of the most important things. And not only with Iman, Husna Khatima. That Allah give us a beautiful mort with all its details, inshallah. And with Islam and all the sifat of Iman in Islam. And Allah grant us afiyat. سلامتي بالدعاء اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. We must not be neglectful, make that at least minimum once a day. More also we should make that Allah protect us, save us from this virus, save us from all the conditions, hospitals and all the conditions there. Allah protect us and all give us when mort comes on its time to give us good mort, husn khatima inshallah. And dua for our marhumin and for those who are ill, we always daily, really, with feeling, make dua. Whoever we know, we don't know. Who we know, take their names. Who we don't know, all, whether they're in hospitals, they're at home, wherever, make dua for all, inshallah.